A supporter eager to organize fundraisers and advertising for mayoral candidate Bob Johnston has registered as a third-party advertiser to exclusively support his campaign. "I reached out because I like organizing events. It's something I do on the side and have been doing for years," Lynette Filippini told Sudbury.com, adding that she is particularly interested in his work with the city's homeless community and his eagerness to reach beyond the city's core. A lifelong resident of the Valley, Filippini said communities outside of the central city tend to be forgotten even though they're often a short drive from Tom Davies Square. "He's actually making his way to these areas that people tend to forget," she said of Johnston. "He is about diversity, getting out there. He's making the effort. I like that." Filippini has organized a GoFundMe campaign with a $30,000 goal, though she said this figure is an upper-level aspiration and that anything coming in will be going back into the campaign and the community. "The priority for advertising will be social media. As a registered third-party advertiser, Filippini's efforts are to be separate from Johnston's campaign, according to a virtual guidebook published by the province which draws from existing legislation. Third-party advertising is separate from any candidate's campaign, and must be done independently from a candidate, according to the guide. Any advertisements or materials that are made and distributed by a candidate, or under a candidate's direction, are part of the candidate's campaign. The purpose of a registered third-party advertiser, the guide continues, is to express support of or opposition to candidates, and try to persuade voters to vote a certain way. Filippini said that she registered as a third party so she wasn't dinged or fined for her efforts, which she said will go toward Johnston's campaign costs. Johnston affirmed a similar take, in that Filippini can organize and work on behalf of me, and the third party is intended as another layer of reporting to make sure everything in his campaign is above board, which is of particular concern after he appeared to incur an election expense before the timeframe the Municipal Elections Act allowed. "She'll be looking after some fundraisers, promotions, events, so she's following all of the events, what's going on in the city and brings it to my attention," he said, adding that he appreciates the help he can get when it comes to advertising, particularly since opponent Paul Lefebvre serves as president of a local French-language radio station and newspaper. "We'll run a campaign like any other campaign," Lefebvre campaign assistant Henry Gogan told Sudbury.com, adding that these media outlets' ownership doesn't affect their day-to-day operations. "With the Municipal Elections Act creating a level playing field for everyone," he said, "all of the rules apply to anybody." The third party headed by Filippini will run a parallel effort to the main campaign, Johnston said, with both feeding off of one another so they're able to cover additional ground. "That's what I'm all about, is building relationships," he said. "The best place to be is out on the pavement, not on the phone or whatever." Having Filippini run one segment of the campaign, he added, gives me extra time to do what I want to do. While some candidates might pursue corporate sponsors, Johnston said his goal is to gain support at a grassroots level through efforts such as a July 16 car wash fundraiser at the PartSource Sudbury parking lot, 1010 Lorne Street, from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Johnston is hosting his official campaign launch during a private event with supporters and local media on Friday, at which time he intends to announce key platform points. Filippini is the only registered third party thus far, though they can be registered as late as October 21. The civic election date is October 24. In addition to Johnston, registered mayoral candidates also include Lefebvre, Don Gravel, Evelyn Dutrisac and Miranda Rocca Circelli. Mayor Brian Bigger has announced his intention to seek a third term as mayor but has yet to register. Tyler Clark covers City Hall and political affairs for Sudbury.com.